with Martin Bester.
Very cool article that we want to join, we want to share with you this morning. Go and have a look at it. So put it up on our blog on jackarandfm.com. If you know somebody who's looking for work, for say, like South, for werk soek, where in the country are the most jobs available? In which sector, which field would you find the most jobs? It seems that construction is quite saturated. They're not taking on too many new people. Same with the transport industry, mm-hmm. also quite saturated. But the financial sector, as well as the property market, social work, hotels, restaurants, they are all employing more people than, for instance, would be construction or even mining. Seems to be saturated as well. Where in the country, though, would you need to move to that have more job opportunities? Funny enough, not Johannesburg, Pretoria, right? Port Elizabeth, East London way.
Right.
Yeah, there's lots of new development there, and Port Elizabeth specifically, the Kucha, deep sea harbor project, etc., etc., opening new jobs. Share the article, go and have a look at it. Maybe you know someone is looking for work. It is on our blog on jackarandafm.com. Then, this story, I don't know if you saw this, it went viral on Twitter. People on Twitter shared a picture of a man, an entrepreneur, and the caption read, "This guy stood up the whole 6 hours so his wife could sleep. Now that is love." No, my friends, my take on it is, it's guilt.
How did
what
I know?
What did he do?
How did I know you're going to make it bad?
What did he do?
Oh, my.
He felt guilty. No. So he did something wrong.
Some people are just really...
No.
But 6 hours.
Why would he not be sitting down and have her head on his lap?
Yes, that's how I would do it.
Mm.
I have that kind of husband.
He's also taller than the plane, he wouldn't even be able to stand up straight.
No, it's true love.
Someone here said, "I love the comments. I'm there for the comments."
Always grabs popcorn.
If that's love, I'd rather be lonely. Not love, but exploitation. I'm there. I'm there for that. That guy, tell me if you disagree with me. That guy did something wrong, and she uttered the words, "You're going to stand there for 6 hours or ... That was the conversation that led up to this seemingly nice gesture. Nice gesture? Standing in a flood for 6 hours, you're crazy.
This is Breakfast Talk with Martin Bester.
Let's go.
Rock to the rhythm, you don't stop.
Your favorite breakfast show.
That immediately puts me into such a good space.
Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.